Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Gabs, one of the crazy news stories from the last few days, which has really just grabbed me, is the death of 11 people in 10 days attempting to climb the summit of Mount Everest.
Yeah, and you see the photos of just these lineups of people because there's like a human traffic jam on the summit at the moment, which is insane. And they're just stepping over people who have fallen and died to keep going. Like, the photos are insane.
Literally stepping over dead bodies to get to the top in what they call the death zone of Mount Everest.
You've got to keep moving.
We've actually got a guy on the phone right now who has scaled Everest to the base camp, former Townsville resident Tim Rubin. Morning, man.
G'day, guys. How's it going?
Good. You are insane. What made you want to go to base camp?
You know, there's a part of me that's just always wanted to do it ever since I was a little kid. But I think that kind of exists within any of us. Like, if at 5:30 the Sava, you head to Castle Hill, you're going to see a whole bunch of people climbing to the top there.
That's true.
And there's just something in us that we want to get to the top. We want to push ourselves. We want to achieve something. And that's always been kind of one of the biggest things that I've thought you can take on.
I'm not going to die climbing Castle Hill, though, am I?
Well, with you and me, maybe.
Most people would.
But, hey, I did want to ask you, because when I sorted out this interview yesterday, Tim, you were like, you know, I've only been to base camp, which is about 5,000 metres up. Yeah, so
5.5, yeah. 5,600.
And it's only like 8 to the very top.
Yeah, it's about 8.5 to the top. So they're 3 kilometres straight up above to where I went. And where I was, that was pretty high for me. So I was sitting at about 50% oxygen, and it was dropping to minus 20 at night. So that's all that I wanted to handle. I was happy with that. And if you want to go all the way to the very top, then hats off to you. But I was fine with base camp.
That's incredible. So 50% oxygen down to minus 20. And when you hear, you know, stats like that, like 11 people have lost their lives in the death zone at the top of Everest in 10 days, and usually it's because of a lack of oxygen. When you get to the very top, you have to take your own oxygen up because there's just none up there. When you hear those stats, like, how do you feel?
I think it's really sad. I think it's really sad because these people are going there with these huge dreams that they want to try and turn into realities, and some of these people are actually, the majority of them actually get to the top and then they die on the way down. And so they've actually pushed themselves so far that they've run out of oxygen. They've given everything they can. You know, these they're people from all around the world. A lot of them are not like pro mountain climbers. They're mums and dads and lawyers and stuff, and just regular bus drivers, regular people from around the world who, kind of how I did, had this dream from when they were kids, and unfortunately it doesn't work out for them. So it is really sad. It's easy to hear it and think of it as just a number, but you know, when you are over there, you're just meeting these cool people from around the world who want to do something a bit crazy. So it's really sad that people are dying doing it.
Do you think it's really irresponsible of them to give out as many permits as they have? Because that's what has caused this human traffic jam, is that there's so many people up there. Should they be restricting it?
Yeah, it's actually a really complex issue, because what you've got to remember is that Nepal is a very, very poor country. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of these are really small private tour companies by Nepalese people who literally live on these mountains. And if they can get an extra person up, then, you know, that's the amount of money for them. That's like sending their kids to school and feeding them for that year. It's hard to kind of put it on the tour companies themselves.
Yeah. Well, Tim, you're a very modest dude, mate. When I floated the idea of this interview by you yesterday, you were like, but I only made it to base camp. And I'm like, well, that's a hell of a lot closer. The 99.9% of people, and it just shocks me that you are only like, you know what, 3/4 of the way up there and you were only at 50% oxygen. I didn't know it was like that.
Did you struggle with that?
I did. Yeah, I did. I was my resting heart rate was through the roof for that kind of 48 hours. My heart was sitting at 110 when I was lying in bed at night because you know, it's such a weird strain on your body because every single organ is all of a sudden having to work twice as hard to do nothing.
Yeah.
So, you know, literally just putting your backpack on or putting or zipping up your jacket, all of a sudden you're noticing that you're a little bit short of breath. So, yeah, I definitely felt it. Yeah.
Different strokes for different folks.
Yep.
Tim Rubin, thanks for your insights, mate. Appreciate it.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
After back-to-back wins, we have a couple of the Cowboys joining us again this week, Kyle Felt and Murray Taulagi. Did I say that right? I've asked so many times, but I was still so stressed that I was going to get your last name wrong. How are you guys going?
Yeah, we're good, thank you.
Feeling good?
If in doubt, mumble it, Gabby.
Yeah,
Murray. be a good vibe around Cowboys HQ at the moment after a couple of solid wins off the trot.
Yeah, first back-to-back wins this year, which is pretty good. We're pretty happy with the last two games that we played. So
it's been pretty good. And these are the two games that you've played, Felty. So are you claiming this?
Well, I don't know. Can't say I am, but...
You'll take it if anyone happened. Else throws it at you.
Yeah.
It's probably not just me, but yeah, it's good to be back, and especially back in the winner's circle as well.
Yeah, fantastic.
Sure.
I do want to ask you, because you just celebrated, it was 100 games.
Yeah,
just
100
gone, right?
games, yeah.
And one of your good mates, Justin O'Neill, unfortunately he came out injured, but the Canberra game just gone on the weekends, he celebrated 100 games. And all the positive press and everyone saying, yeah, Justin, what a great guy, and it's all such good news. But I also know that you're his roommate when it comes to travelling. So I want to know, what's his worst habit as a roommate? Because I'm sick of all the positive headlines surrounding Justin O'Neill. Maybe, yeah. What's the bad Justin O'Neill news?
Probably the worst thing is he sleeps a lot. So he's,
Is that bad?
It is bad because I, like, now I want to get up pretty early and he sleeps like 10, 11 o'clock.
Wow.
So you can't do anything.
No, I can, but I just got to be real quiet. And then, but I used to sleep like a lot like that, but not anymore. I get up a little bit earlier. So that's probably the only bad thing. And he eats a lot of chips. He eats a lot of packets of chips.
Is that the dirt you were looking for, Cliffo?
That's what he does.
That's a Hit 103.1 exclusive, everyone.
Behind the scenes.
Justin O'Neill likes chips. What flavour?
His go-to is cheese and onion.
Wow.
Smith's cheese and onion.
That's right. Yeah.
Exclusive after exclusive today, Gabs.
Now, Murray, how are you going? How are you enjoying being part of the Cowboys team?
It's pretty good. It's a very good experience coming as a youngster straight out of school from Brizzy.
Because how old are you?
20 this year.
20 this year.
Mm. You would have done a lot of room sharing, like, you know, rugby league camps and stuff over the years.
Yeah.
Have you seen any awful, like, in-hotel room behaviour?
I can see. He's got so many stories, but he's so new and young, he's not game to share them.
Yeah,
he knows
the
boys will get him back.
I'm not too sure. Probably sleeping as well, like snoring.
Yeah.
Snores.
Just what you need the night before a big game.
Are you a snorer?
Me? Hell yeah. But my wife doesn't play professional rugby league, so it's Titans this weekend and then back at home for Manly in a bit over a week. So I think it's Manly, isn't it? Back at home next home game.
Yeah.
One game at a time, guys. One at a time. I did want to ask you guys quickly before you go, because I've been copping some stick from it. Thoughts on the new flanny?
I like it.
Thank you.
I am a funny man. I do.
Yeah, I like it on
there. Yeah, see, because the thing is, in these studios, guys, if I don't wear anything over my arms, it gets too cold. But if I put a jumper on, I'm too hot. And I found the flanny is the perfect middle ground.
Yeah, it's perfect for North Queensland weather. You've got to wear pluggers as well and ruggers.
All right, we're going to have to get you a hit flanny.
Pluggers, ruggers, and a flanny.
We're going to get you teal and pink flanny, and then you're allowed to wear it on video.
Yeah, I want that. I want everything you're describing. It's great.
As long as Cliffo wears that flanny in like a week on Wednesday, we'll be sweet.
No. You are not wearing a red flanny on Origin Day. No.
I had to work
it out. Yeah, he didn't know what
he was
talking about for a second. He would have done it.
You know what? At Big W, they sell blue ones as well. So
get
yourself
one of those.
Stock up on some blue ones.
I nearly got yours.
Nearly. Hey, they're never too early for an Origin dig. All right, don't miss it. Cowboys taking on the Titans Sunday. Murray, Kyle, thanks so much for coming in, boys.
Thank you for having us.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
When it comes to Facebook memories, there's no real middle ground. Either your memory that you're looking at is going to trigger a good response from a happy time or whatever, or you just go, oh, God, that was awful.
What was I thinking?
What was I thinking with that hairstyle?
Stupid past Gabby just being like, oh, I'm so sad today, just wanting the messages to flood in.
Yeah. present Gabby hates past Gabby. But luckily, yesterday, I had a good Facebook memory that popped up. And my wife actually brought it to my attention because she was part of it. I think she took the photo. But it was me and two good mates from 7 years ago where we were sitting on the couch in my old unit at Railway Estate. It was me, Tim, my old housemate, and Josh, a close mate of ours, sitting on the couch eating chocolate Yogos.
Yum.
And I made a comment about how good a Yogo is or something. Mm. And I get home from work. It was early afternoon and my wife's like, check this out. It's you and Tim and Josh eating Yogos, you three little kids, little boys eating Yogos.
After school dessert or after school snack.
I said to Mish, what are you talking about? Yogos are the bomb. Like Yogos, Yogos are fantastic. She's like, oh, what if you're five or something? They're the best. So as a bit of a... to Michelle, when I was at Woolies the Avenues, like later on yesterday afternoon, so I picked up a dirty dozen.
Dirty dozen of Yogos.
Dirty dozen of chocolate Yogos. I took them home. She's helping me unpack the groceries. She's like, oh, what's this? Hello, hello.
You know, she laughs at you, but she's going to eat them. You know it.
First thing we did was sit down and have a Yogo together. But I thought, I can't be the only one. Like, I don't know. I know you like your snacks and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, 13, 12, 16, can we put it out there? Townsville, is there a kid food, like a kid food that you bought when you were young that you still buy now? Or maybe it's your partner.
Yeah, well.
It's like in my wife's case.
In my pantry at the moment are some LCM bars. You know, those like rice bubble bars. They're delicious.
Perfect.
They are so good. Nev packs his lunch every day for work. Mm. Puts a little LCM bar in there.
And you know, there's nothing healthy at all about an LCM bar.
It's rice like, bubbles. What's wrong with that?
Nah,
it's rice.
But then they coat it in that delicious like icing stuff.
It's like a sugar paste to glue it all together.
It's a sugar paste. Mm. And then they put little bits of chocolate or whatever on the top as well.
So but, good.
Look, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. Townsville, is there a food you still buy that's very much like aimed at kids or whatever? It's a kid food that you probably had in your lunchbox.
The ads on TV are probably about Little Lunch.
Yeah, yeah. They've got like a lion or a toucan or something on the packet. But 13, 12, 16, yeah, is there a kid food that you still buy? Or dobbing your partner, like what are they throwing into the trolley? Sam, what kid food do you still buy?
Fruit Loops and Cocoa Pops.
Oh my God, they're
Fruit Loops and Cocoa Pops.
Yeah. And because I have kids, they're 15, 11, and 4, I have to hide them in my bedroom cupboard so that I get some. They're mine.
Do you have an ant problem?
No. Airtight container.
Oh,
and
good.
Really well hidden.
You've really thought this through.
You're ringing up and selling them as a treat when Kellogg's trying to sell them as a breakfast cereal. Like a great way to start your day.
Not really.
That's awesome, Sam. Emily, on 13, 12, 16, you're next. What kid food are you still buying and putting in the pantry? Emily?
So those little Nutella sachets.
Yes.
And the best part is everyone thinks they're for my daughter, but they're really not.
Yeah, of course not.
they come in a pack of like 12, though. I would eat minimum 6 in one sitting.
Do they still come with those little paddles too, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yep.
It's not like a spoon. It's just like a little stick.
Emily, you need to upgrade to a jar. Just get a jar and a spoon. You're good to go.
Well, I never used to use the little paddle though, Emily. I just lick straight out of it. Lick it straight up. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Hey, this is Ben.
Hey, Ben.
What's the food that you still buy?
Dunkaroos.
Yes!
They still make Dunkaroos?
They sure do, but they're not as good.
Oh. What's wrong with them?
Yeah, but they still make them, so win.
Do they taste different, or are they different texture, or what's the go?
No, they just don't taste. Yeah, exactly. Taste different.
Yeah. And
packaging is just. Like your childhood memory is amazing, just the flavour lets you down.
Remind me, because I haven't eaten one since about 1994, but it was little kangaroo biscuits that you dunk into a chocolate dipping sauce, right?
And whenever you had them, everyone was jealous of you.
I always liked the strawberry ones better. They were divine.
To be honest, mate, I'm jealous of you right now.
Get up with Cliffo and Gabby on Hit 103.1.
There's been another news article that's really been doing the rounds for the last couple of days, and it's in regards to the ADF, the Australian Defence Force, and their rule on beards. Because when it comes to, I guess, the look of soldiers, they're not allowed to have facial hair. They're not allowed to have a beard. But there was a couple of Defence Force personnel who couldn't shave because of medical reasons. So when they are overseas and on
deployed,
they have to still shave their face. And sometimes if they're in unhygienic conditions, it can cause folliculitis and there's a whole thing. So they weren't able to shave anymore. And there were soldiers that were being medically discharged from the army because they couldn't shave, which was just crazy to me. Anyway, there's actually a news story this morning that's saying the ADF are looking at backflipping on this whole idea of soldiers not being allowed to have a beard if there is a medical reason behind not being able to shave. So there's this whole question over it now because of these stories that have been doing the rounds.
See, because I've always thought too, the ADF has very strict grooming policies when it comes to male and female soldiers.
Yeah.
But it's a kind of a weird one too, because I can understand businesses, or let's just say employers in this case, because, you know, it's not really a business, but I can understand employers setting grooming standards.
Yeah.
I know it's 2019 and we're sort of going the way of each their own and
individuality,
look what you want, do what you want kind of thing. But what I will say is if you are, you know, lucky enough to be employed by a business or the government or whatever, I think there is still a place for employers to set dress and grooming standards. Because while you are working, while you are under that person's employ, while they are paying you, you are a representative of that organization.
Mm.
And if the way you look or present yourself changes drastically and doesn't, you know, represent that business anymore, I think a boss has the right to stand up and go, you're not allowed to look like that.
But then does that come down to discrimination? Like when it comes to piercings and tattoos and hairstyles and beards, like if you're not employing someone because of the way they look, is that
say it's discrimination.
You don't reckon?
I don't think it's, I wouldn't say discrimination because you have piercings and stuff. I think there's a lot of jobs out there where bosses still put their foot down and say,
well, I guess it is,
you can't do this
choice
with that jewelry on or whatever. Like my daughter, for example, right? Mm. She goes to a school where you can't dye your hair or have your fingernails painted.
Oh my God, I had that at school.
That is their dress and grooming standards. And if you want to go to that school, you comply to that, you know?
Yeah, I don't know though.
It's the same when you're employed.
I feel like everyone is so encouraged to be their individual self in this day and age that to have those kind of strict rules, like I get the whole uniform thing, like you have to wear this particular shirt and these particular pants. But when it comes to your personal choices of how you wear your hair or how you grow a beard, I think that's just going too far.
Really?
Yeah.
Beards are so popular at the moment. I just think you have to have some standards. Otherwise, we're opening it up to, I never want to shave, I never want to have a haircut, and I'm not wearing deodorant anymore.
Okay, yeah, that's
like
gross.
I'm an individual.
Hygiene I'm an individual is a different boss. Is a different kettle of fish. But the way you look is, I think, overstepping the line when a boss is telling you that you can't dye your hair, or you can't grow a beard, or you can't wear nail polish.
Get another job then.
Like, no,
13, 12, 16.
Yeah.
Let's open it up. Should a boss be able to tell an employee how to look?
How to look.
At work.
Mm.
13, 12, 16. Because, yeah, I understand it's 2019.
And every workplace is different. And, you know, if it is an OH&S issue, for example, you can't have fake nails because you're working with food, I understand that. But if it's just completely just based on looks, that's what we're going for here.
I just think it comes to, like, if you want to work here, these are our standards. And if you don't want to uphold them, well, work somewhere else. But 13, 12, 16, happy to open it up. AJ on 13, 12, 16, what do you think? In 2019, should a boss still be able to tell an employee how they have to look?
Absolutely.
In what industry are we talking? Are you talking all industries?
One of all industries. Like, if it comes down to a boss or a manager setting a standard, as long as they maintain that standard, the employees below them should uphold the same standard.
So what if it's an industry where, like, you're a tradie and just because the manager doesn't like a certain haircut, they're making the rule that you're not allowed to have it? Like, is that okay?
Well, it comes down to the business or the job, I suppose, whereby if you're in the public eye or you're doing a service in the public domain, and also how extreme is it? Like, As you said previously, you know, there is it's a changing age where people have their own identity. But to what point do you draw the line and go, yeah, you can have your own identity, but that's an extreme look and can bring questionable remarks to your business?
Yeah. So neck tats, how do you feel about that?
Neck tats, mullet,
extreme look,
piercings. What you're describing though, Gabby, it's almost getting towards a, like, picking on, like almost a bullying thing, like picking on them. Do you know what I mean? But yeah. I think it has to be the same standard for everyone, not just because you don't like that particular haircut. But we'll take more. 13, 12, 16. Who's this?
Yeah, g'day, mate. It's Chris here.
Hey, Chris. What do you reckon? Should a boss be able to tell an employee how they can look?
I think that it's all depending on the situation. So depending if you're in hospitality or what the industry is. Mm-hmm. But like you said earlier, the times are changing. So I think you need to be accepting of other people's beliefs and what they want to do. But as an ex-business owner, you also need to look after the profits of the business. So if someone is going to present themselves as something that might, you know, be bad for the business,
yeah,
well, then you kind of do need to do that. But I also believe that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So bosses need to enforce these rules for themselves as well as the employees.
Okay, we'll take one more. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hi, it's Evelyn.
Evelyn, what do you reckon? Should bosses be allowed to tell you?
No, I reckon they should. I completely agree with Tissa. I come from the beauty industry where we had to wear makeup every day and we had to have our hair done. It was in our contract. And if you wanted to work there, that's just what you did.
Wow. What about the boys, though? I'm assuming they don't have to wear makeup every day.
They do, yeah.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that's
a part of our contract, and if you wanted to have the job, that's what you did. But I think if you get paid enough, then you respect what they want.
I can understand it in that business, though. Who wants to be made to look beautiful by someone who looks, you know?
Well, you want to showcase your skills on your own face, yeah, that's to then be able to sell the product,
yeah,
I guess.
You don't want to be going and going, I don't want that guy working on me. Look at his face.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.